Yes, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Oscar Solis.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will conduct your hearing, sir.
Just one second, Mr. Solis.
Okay.
Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Oscar Solis, 229-700.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
Afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on October 27, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. As you can see on the teleconference screen, beginning at least my left of the bench, is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne. He'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Now, Mr. Solis, before we get started, Mr. Solis, before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Solis and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes,
I do.
This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Mr. Solis, when I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number four is demonstrated by your failure to successfully complete substance abuse counseling on or about October 4, 2017, as directed on September 26, 2017. Mr. Solis, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number five, is demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on October 4th, 2017 in Maricopa County at the Maricopa Reentry Center, 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. Mr. Solis, is this true or false?
That's false.
Okay, sir. Being that you stated it's false, we're going to take further information on that allegation from our community corrections officer, and then we'll come back to you shortly for a few questions. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Allegation number two. On October 4th of 17, at approximately 1600 hours, Sergeant Fellow received information from offender Ibarra Oscar, ADC number 223198. He was in a physical altercation with offender Charlie Dwight, ADC number 227928. Sergeant Fell discovered a video showing offender Charlie had a verbal exchange with offender Solis Oscar, ADC number 229700. After the exchange, offender Solis walked to the window to be a lookout. Offender Charlie went down, challenging wing one halfway hallway to room 104. Offender Charlie began speaking to offender Ibarra before making an aggressive motion, entering room 104. After a moment, offender Charlie appeared to be pushed out of the room. At this time, offender Solis walked down the hallway toward offender Charlie and Ibarra. Offender Charlie walked away from the incident to his room and came out with a different shirt on.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Mr. Solis, what is false about that allegation?
I was a lookout. Because all he came up to me and told me was when our next class was. And that's all that he told me.
Okay, sir.
When I see we get pushed out the room, I wanted to see what was going on. And that was it.
Okay, sir. You'll have a chance to talk to the board in detail, but I'm going to go ahead and move through the first phase of the hearing with this motion, and then you'll have a chance, again, as I said, to speak to the board in detail. Therefore, based on Mr. Solis's admission for allegation one, as well as information in the warrant, and for allegation two, based on information provided in warrant number 2017W3414, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
That's an allegation number one.
Actually, that's for both. He admitted yes to one and no to two. So for allegation number two, that's just based on the information in warrant number 2017W3414 and information provided by the Department of Corrections.
Second.
I disagree. I'm just not sure that, as far as allegation number two, that there's enough substantiated, at least what I'm seeing in the warrant, to substantiate that he was involved in the physical assaultive behavior.
Well, I haven't checked it yet, so...
Motion has passed.
The motion has passed, okay. So, so you're disagreeing on allegation number two, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Okay, Mr. Solis, we're going to move on to the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, we'll determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. We will come back to you momentarily, so if you just remain on the phone, we'll get back to you shortly. Mr. Okay. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Solis was released from DOC custody on August 7, 2017. He was arrested on October 4th of 2017, an MRC on a tech violation, and was turned back to custody that same day with 0 discount days with a community supervision end date of March 6th of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2008, burglary tools possession, 1 year. 2008 drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2008, drug paraphernalia and dangerous drug violation, 1 year. And 2012, aggravated assault, 1 year. He's had 3 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-3, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is SCG and gang information noted that on May 12th of 08, Solis stated that he was a member of the criminal street gang Wedgewood Chicanos as a youth. Prior terms of supervision, 2008, TIS completion 4 months, and 2012, TIS completion 1 month. He has no disciplinary history, other arrests. 1997, possession of cells of marijuana, AZ County Jail. 2000, aggravated DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2003, aggravated DUI, AZ unknown. And 2006, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ felony conviction probation. And he has a community risk score of G6V6.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Solis. I'm going to go through a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released with approved placement at 7034 West Roosevelt Street with your sponsor, that is your mother, Maria Solis.
Yes.
Is that where you stayed the entire time that you were outside of the prison system, sir?
Yes.
Did you work at all when you were on community supervision?
No.
Looks like that you referred to the Color of the Day program with the color plum. You were responsible for two testable samples. The first sample tested negative, and one sample tested positive, both THC and diluted, on August 31st, 2017. Due to a positive THC and diluted on August 31st, you were assigned task color MOS, responsible for three testable samples. You provided one sample which tested positive. It says positive negative on September 5th, 2017. I don't know if that was a typo. One sample which tested positive for methamphetamine, that one's clear, on September 22nd, 2017, and then a failure to provide a sample on September 25th, 2017. You received a verbal reprimand for admitting the use of THC in August. You increased bi-monthly random testing. Then in September, staffed by Mr. Fleshman, due to a positive year for methamphetamine, you admitted to using methamphetamine, stated that you just needed a job and you would stop using drugs. The officer stated you had a hard time admitting that you had a drug problem, and finally admitted that you do have a drug problem and requested help, and you were referred to MRC for sanctions for a 90-day program. So I'll begin by asking you, Mr. Solis, how is this, the MRC program working out for you?
That's going good. I'm going to pass it, do anything they ask for.
Now, you stated that you weren't involved as a lookout on the second allegation. Was that the incident that got you removed from MRC?
Yes.
Should this board vote to return you to community supervision, and again, they don't have control over which programs you're assigned to. That's the word of the parole officer. But if you were put back in MRC or a situation like that, do you think you could continue your program?
Yes.
What was it that was working for you in MRC, sir?
The classes I was going to and all the programming I was doing.
In our notes, it said that you have a bit of a struggle admitting that you have a drug problem. How do you feel about that now?
I didn't have a drug problem. When the program and I got to talk it over and admit that I didn't have a drug problem.
When's the last time you used drugs, Mr. Solis?
When I got violated on the journey, I did it the day before that.
Have you been able to stay clean since, sir?
Yes, sir.
I only ask, and again, I know this is a tough situation, but we recognize that drugs continue to be available on the yard. So, how are you holding up?
Good. Very good.
Okay, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you.
I do.
Yes, sir, Mr. Johnson.
Sir, you didn't complete your substance abuse counseling. Why is that?
Counseling, because I got sent to the MRC, and I was there, then I got violated, and they brought me over here.
Okay, so you got sent to MRC, was that for tested positive for THC and methamphetamine?
Yeah.
So
yes,
what?
Sir.
So what caused you to relapse, sir?
Well, I was going through hard times, I guess. I just messed up.
So you were going through a hard time and you just messed up. What prevents that from happening again if that's the reason why?
Not that I know, but then I hurt my family by doing that, and all hurt by it right now. And I ain't gonna do it anymore to them and hurt them. That's the way I hurt them for doing that.
So did you test one time positive for THC, then you came back at a subsequent and tested positive for THC and methamphetamine?
I think it was just meth. Yeah, but yeah, I think.
So it just seems as though in September it was just getting worse. You did marijuana, and then you did meth? Or you doing both? What?
I did it once, was TLC, then I did the meth later on.
Okay, sir, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any further questions? Okay, back to you, Mr. Solis. We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there anything else that you would like to show the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else you would like to offer to the board?
I still want to thank you guys for hearing me out, and how we gotta make the right decision. Because I can't do that anymore, so I want to try my best to do good. And that's it.
Thank you, Mr. Solis. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're having a discussion with you, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes? So if you'll just remain on the phone, and if you can remain quiet, we will come back to you shortly with the decision.
All right.
The board is now in the discussion. Fellow board members, I think as one voting board member, it would seem that the reason why he was ejected from the program that he wasn't able to complete, and reference to assault of activities, I think I had a chance to think about that since Mr. Johnson made his notation on just how much information was actually documented. And I'm open to returning him to community supervision for ongoing drug treatment, but that's where I'd like to begin the discussion.
I'm not, he has a history, a long-term history of drug use. I didn't, usually there's a little letter in here saying why he was taken out of the program. Does it say anything in the notes why he was taken out of the program?
Because the reason was, it wasn't for the physical assault was actually between the first two offenders it mentioned, and the activities was because of the behavior he was involved as a fit or a lookout for the situation. So the reason he didn't complete the program is because he was put back in prison for helping out or being involved in this matter. So because it did involve violence and physical assault on someone else, and he was involved in it, that's why he was put back in custody.
Well, that does complicate things. Thank you, Mr. Osborne.
Sorry, I didn't mean to complicate.
No. So no, this is why we have these discussions. Thank you.
Okay. So. I just have an issue that he continued to use the drugs. He started using marijuana, THC, then he tested positive for the marijuana and the meth that, I did say he had a hard time admitting that he was had a drug problem. And in his testimony, when he's testifying here now, he didn't really say he was going to stop. He just said, I'll try to do my best to do good. Which doesn't indicate to me that there's a strong will or desire for him to get off drugs. The majority of all his arrests have all been involving some type of drugs.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any further input from fellow board members?
I think I agree with
Mr. Johnson, I think there's, yes, he does need help. I can't disagree with that. I think it might be in his best interest, just as one board member, not speaking on behalf of the board, he remains in there to march and put together a plan, and when he comes out, hopefully, then he would be ready to never use drugs again.
Thank you, Dr. White. Mr. Neal?
No, I'm in favor of the same as Mr. Johnson and Mr. White.
Well, as always, I appreciate the collective wisdom of my colleagues, and I will say, as I've said in earlier hearings, there's always a balance between accountability and compassion, and I guess when you look at the totality of this, certainly I like to see those opportunities for drug treatment when they're available, but I think it's a pretty compelling argument on the behalf of my colleagues. So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where it falls, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W3414. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Solis was delinquent by the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed, was about to lapse, or criminal laser company, inasmuch as that he had relapsed into his use of illegal drugs to include marijuana and methamphetamine.
Second.
Agree. Okay, Mr. Solis, your community supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about March 1st, 2018. I recognize that may sound like a long time, but that is just a bit over 3 months away. We encourage you to take advantage of any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections or any group sessions, NA, AA, that's available to you. Talk to your CO3 and put together a plan for your release to the community in March or at the very beginning of March in 2018. We do wish you a safe and successful return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Solis, we'd appreciate if you'd give the phone back to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
And don't hang that up. Just hold it down.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.